Good, no breaks. Okay. Eila Maseh b'nei Yisrael. So on first hand, Maseh seems to be like, you know, there's a parsha with 42 names of cities and places. Seems, you know, what do we get out of this? What's going on here? So I'd like to say like this. The Sfarim write that Maseh, the 42 Masos, represent Maseh Ovo Simon Labonim, that the Jewish people are going to have to go different places, different Golias, from here to there to there to there. And in fact, in the Sefer Megala Amukos, on page 6. Now this is, you should know, there are two Sfarim Megala Amukos by the same author. There's Megala Amukos on the Torah, and then there's Megala Amukos just on Parshas Veschana. He has Reish Nun Beis Ofanim on Veschana. He has like 252 shatim within the psukim in the beginning of Veschana. So it's a very chashuv sefer. So a lot of times when they quote from the Megala Amukos, you got to know whether they're quoting from his regular sefer or from the one that after he wrote on Veschana. So he says, Eila Maseh B'nei Yisrael, those four words. Eila Maseh B'nei Yisrael, the Aleph, the Mem, the Beis, the Yud, Rosh Tevos, Edom, Madai, Bovel, and Yovan, which are the four Galios. And that's why it's the time of is Ozla Gerish. And then Maseh B'nei Yisrael, Munach Revi. So Ozla Gerish means we were chased out. We went into Golos. And Munach Revi means we were placed in four different places. In Edom, Madai, Bavel, Yovan. And that's the remez to Golos. And in the Sefer Kosnos Or, he also says that Maseh B'nei Yisrael is remes to Golos, and he explains that's pshat in the pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Eila Maseh B'nei Yisrael asher yotzu me'eretz Yisrael l'tzivoso b'yad Moshe v'Aaron." So what's pshat b'yad Moshe v'Aaron? So the Kosnos Or writes, because the top line, page 8, v'shayeh gulosam v'dei bosav adon, v'kak gulosam v'veres v'yoko achakach b'golam. In other words, the gula wasn't by Hashem. It was through emissaries. So Bos of Adam, as great as they were, it's not going to be permanent. Look here in the page 9, in the Tidrosh Noam on the bottom. Os Gimel, the last three lines. In Yeshayi, Yisrael Nosha B'Hashem Tishuas Olamim. If the Geula is by Hashem, Yisrael Nosha B'Hashem, then it's Tishuas Olamim. Then it's going to be lasting forever. But if it's Biyad Moshe V'Aaron, like over here, Eila Maseh B'nei Yisrael, so then it's not going to be lasting forever. So that's the pshat over here. Eila Maseh B'nei Yisrael, the Eila, the Edom, the Madai, the Bavel, and the Yovan, we keep going into Golos, because it's Biyad Moshe V'Aaron. We weren't Zoche, that Hashem was Golos Levad. So what's the pshat? Why weren't we Zocher? So there's a very fascinating pshat from the Panim Meirus. First, the Panim Meirus quotes from a Tikkuni Zohar, a famous Tikkuni Zohar. It's not in the packet here, but I'll tell it to you what he says. What does the Tikkuni Zohar say? Yeah, take a look on page 10 in the Tidrosh Noam. On page 10, the first, not where I put the arrow further up, in the middle. First word of the line is Shlema. Uvizora Kodesh Kosvu, Tikkuni Zohar. Cholak Shuva Bchia Shabochim Hu Rakut Tzorach Atzmam. The famous Zohar that says that the Jews daven in Yom Kippur like, and they're like dogs. Famous Zohar. Hav Hav. Whereas, what are we saying? God, give us this, give us that. That's like a dog. You know, his tongue out. He's saying, I'm hungry, give me this. So if that's all we're saying, then the Zohar says we're no different than a dog. So what's the pshat? What's the critique? It's that when we ask for something, we should be asking it l'man, that we should be able to be marvek v'ot shemayim. Not for our personal. The dog is interested in himself. He's not interested in marvek v'ot shemayim. So if we're just interested, give us wealth, give us food, give us this, give us that, for ourselves, selfishly, then the Zohar, the Tikkun HaZohar says, we're no different than the dog that says hav hav. Oh. So now, you listen to this one. The Noam HaGadol to say, unbelievable drush here. Unbelievable, you gotta put your seatbelts on for this one. Okay? It's not the shot, but it's wow. What does the pasuk say in Emor? V'nisem es nafshoseichem. Tisha b'chodesh. Be'erev. Be'erev and erev. Tishbetu shabbatchem. So we know what the Chazal say. Chi is what? Erev. And Kippur. Says the Noam HaGadol, no. You know what chi is? Tisha B'av. V'nisem es nafshoseichem b'chi is Tisha B'av. Why? Why are we still fasting in Tisha B'Av? Says the Noam HaGadol. Why is the Mashiach not here yet? Why do we keep going to Golus? You know why? Because we daven on Tisha B'Av is Shabbatchem. We just daven for ourselves. We're not interested in Kvod HaShchina. We're interested in ourselves. People are interested in themselves. So Shabbatchem, you're for yourself. So then, V'nisim asnaf shoseichem b'tshi. You're going to be continuing fasting on Tisha B'Av. Because me'er adav tishpetu shabbatchem. Because on Yom Kippur, all you were interested in is yourself. You weren't interested that I should be well, that I could be able to do mitzvahs, be marbek v'ot shemayim. And that's why. So I thought maybe the pshat, what he's saying here, is that if we would be marbek, we would daven k'vot shemayim, then Hashem would get involved personally and redeem us. But if we're not, then he'll send emissaries. But if it's emissaries, B'yad Moshe V'Aaron, it's not going to last. It's only Yisrael, Nosha B'Hashem, Shua Solom. Only when it's directly from Hashem. Well, the Tiferet Shlomo then goes ahead and says, what's shot in the next pasuk? V'yichtov Moshe es motzoleim l'maseim, al pi Hashem, what's al pi Hashem? What's motzoyim? So he says like this. We know Chazal tell us in Masechta Chagiga we did last week, and that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim is saying over Divrei Torah from Bnei Adam. In other words, Hashem is so makir and so machshiv at Torah Shebal Peh that the Chachomim HaMechadesh he's saying over from us. He's saying over our Torah. That's Pshat, you see in the third column. Shanu Chachomim B'loshon HaMishnah. Baruch Shebocher Behem U'V'Mishnosom. That Hashem is Bocher Behem U'V'Mishnosom. So that's Pshat. Motzoyehem, when the Chachom says Divrei Torah, then it's Al Pi Hashem. Then Hashem says over the Divrei Torah of the Chachom. So it's interesting that Nirmaz in these Pesukim is the idea of Torah Shebal Peh. And I think the pshat is because Torah Shebal Peh expands in Golos. Torah Shebal Peh expands in Golos. And that's the famous Netziv. He explains the Gemara in Yuma, page 17. The Gemara says in Yuma that when before they went into Golos Bavel, Yoshiyahu put the Aron in Geniza. Nun Beis and Beis. So the Netziv says, why did he put the Aron in Geniza? So he explains on page 19, this is the Hakdama to Netziv, to his parish on the Shultas, right? The Kidmas Emek. He says, whenever the Aron was there, the Aron shed light. And then you didn't need you didn't have to be falpal in learning. It was just obvious. The Or was obvious. So, but that works in Eretz Yisrael. In Golos, it's not going to light up as well. So the way to get the light of Torah in Golos is through Shakla Vatarya and Pilpul Chaverim, etc. So that's why Yidavka was Nignas the Aron, so they should have, like Rav Shechter pointed out, they should have a different Tzuras HaLimud in Golos. In other words, the Limud of Svara and Pilpul and back and forth, that's the Limud of Golos. That lightens up the Golos. So Mamela, we understand now that Merumas and the Psukim in Masei, which is talking about the Golos, is the idea that how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machshiv, Al Pi Hashem, that Hashem says over the Torah of the Chachamim. And then he quotes, you know, the Chazal, you know, we learned last week by Gemar Chagiga that Hashem was saying over Divrei Torah from everyone except for Rameir, right? Hashem says over Divrei Torah in Yeshiva Shomal. So Torah Shabbal Peh is very fundamental. We know the pasuk in Eicha, the Machashakim Hoshivani, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavdal, it's Zet Talmud Shalbava. Machashakim Hoshivani, Zet Talmud Shalbava. Because that's where the Talmud expands. The whole Talmud is Shakla Vatarya, it's Pilpul Shal Torah. And that's in Bavel, when we have Choshech, and after the Aron won't light up as well, so we need the Pilpula Shel Torah. And that's why Dafka. But I think another idea is that we know that Pilpula Shel Torah, you need groups, you need Chaverim. You need Chaverim. And that is what you need in Golos. Because if you don't have Chaverim, then you're going to assimilate with the Goyim. So Torah Shebal Peh, you need Chavrusa, you need Chaverim. And there's a beautiful pshat here in the Sefer Biyos HaBoker from Rav Shaul Brach on page 14. Called Tzofayach Nosu Kol Yachtov Yiraneinu. What's the two calls? So he says, it means that two calls are the conversation that you have. You're learning with the Chavrusa. It's his call and then his call, back and forth. That's the two calls. And that's going to bring the Geula. Then he says an unbelievable vort on the third column from Rav Tzvi Shapira of Munkach, the Darkei Tshuva. We know this, what we say in the Haftarah, Mekabetz in Tchei Yisrael, Ora Kabetz Alav Lenik Batzov. So what's the two Mekabetz in Tchei Yisrael? What's the two? Sha'osam Sha'yurigilim Meskabetz Va'oda Megola Heim Yisku L'Kibbutz Shein. Whereas the first kibbutz is when people got together to learn Torah and Golos. So those that were involved in learning Torah and Golos, and they're going to see the second kibbutz is the Mikabolos Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu in the Gula. So that's what it means. Mikabetz in Tchei Yisrael, Ora Kabetz Alav Lenikvatsov. But yet there's another unique thing in the Parsha. There's another unique thing in the Parsha. And that is, one more thing that I left out about the idea of Golos and Choshech and things like that is a word that I heard on page 25. I heard this from Rav Goldberg myself when I was in Karen B'Yavna. He says over a word. Here he quotes here from the Briskerov in the name of the Beis Halevi. He says, sometimes you hear, you see a kash in Tosfos. And then he gives a teretz, it's very bland. You know, Hanami, you could have said it, but... very bland teretz. And then you look in an achron, and he has a whole yisod with two dinim, and why them, and what? The achronim were greater than the rishonim? It's not true. So why are the rishonim giving such like shvacha, but chas v'sholom, what seems to be shvacha things, chas v'sholom, not shvacha, but might seem to be shvach. And then the achronim, fireworks and everything. So he gives the mushal that he gives. I heard it from himself. Here, you know, when they wrote it up, the person wrote it up in very fancy Hebrew. in the Asufas Marachas. You know, it's very, very fancy Hebrew. The Rosh Yeshiva didn't speak in this Hebrew, with the way it's written up. It's just not, you don't see, you know, whatever. But it's written up in like very fancy. This is what he said over. I remember it was on Shabbos Chanukah, he said it over. There was a tish in the Chadar Ochel, and the lights were closed, and he said over the following. He said the following marshal. He said like this. You have a blind person in the room, and he's trying to figure out where is the door to get out of the room. So he can't see, so he has to feel. Right? So he feels something that looks like a door. So he opens it up, he takes two steps, he bumps his nose, it turns out what? It was a closet. Okay, so he says, okay, at least I'm getting somewhere. And he tries to feel again, feels a little bit, not a closet. So he says, if the closets are so big, the stomach of the main entrance is to be probably even bigger, you know? So he's looking around, trying to find a bigger opening. In the meantime, a person who's able to see comes in the room and says, what are you doing? He says, I'm looking for the exit. So he says, the exit? You know, there's a little narrow path on the side of the room, that's the exit. So the blind guy starts arguing with him. He says, what do you mean? That can't be. If the doors are so big, the exit must be bigger. So what are you telling me it's this narrow thing? So the guy says back to him, I don't know if he calls him straight, but he says, Bani Shalom, what are you arguing with me? I can see, I'm telling you, this is it. You're saying svaris. It's very nice svaris, but I can see. So that's the word. The Rishonim had a greater light. They were able to see. So even if the emes was in a pirtzah d'chukah, in a dochach teretz, they knew that was the emes. The Achronim, the Torah of Golos, we don't see so well. So we have to say svaris and this to... Right, but the Rishonim, they were able to see the emes in an Odye Shlomar or Vimtim Tzalomar, you know, or Shapir Minei Kaparach, or something that we wouldn't, a teretz that we wouldn't be so excited about. And that's the same idea, that in Golos, they were Nignas the Aron because it was a different Torah in Golos. And the Torah Shebaal Peh is, that's what's Mischachiv in the Golos. But one last point is that in this week's parsha, it's so interesting. Usually it just repeats what? All the masos. I used to me this. But when it comes to Hor Ahar and the Misa of Aaron, so it tells you something that it didn't tell you in Chukas. When he originally died, it didn't tell you the day. This is the only Yortzeit in Chumash, right? That he died on Echad, on Rosh Chodesh Av. So here, an additional piece of information is put in the Torah that's not mentioned in Chukas, when it actually happened. So what's going on here? Oh. So Rav Wolfson has a piece, and the Patakarov has a piece. Patakarov and Beis Aaron, he discusses the idea that, of course, in other words, they're trying to teach us this is the Parsha of Golos. So what keeps us in Golos is we don't have to meet the of Aaron HaKohen, of Orev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. That's why it says the month that he died, in Tisha B'Av, in the month of Av. And that's why we're still in Golos. And these are the Sukkot of Golos. So that's, you take a look here in the Patek Rav on page 32. But I saw an unbelievable thing just recently in the Yaris Dvash. The Pasuk says in Echa, Shamu ki ne'enocha ani ein menachem li. So, says the Medrash Eicha, an unbelievable thing, page 29. Shamu ki ne'enocha ani Rabbi Yeshua pasuk kraya ba'aron. Ha'motze b'shashem meis aron. Huvruchu anone akovod. And nikmutsu kol yisrael asapto. Amr Moshe ovel veloza ovel. Milo yisabel. Miad maksiv vayishma knani malach arad. So, we always say that when Aaron died, everyone cried. Vayivku kol beis yisrael, right? Because Aaron was oy valabrios. So here, the Medrash says, first of all, Shomaki Nenocha Ani is on the Churban. So what does that have to do with Aaron? They're referring to Aaron. What's the connection? So Yaris Vash writes on page 30, Hine Amru B'Mezah Shomar Kinecha Nisa Aron Kosa B'Davar Moshe Bochim and Aron Bochim. So what does that have to do with the Korban? So he says, so he says an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. See, Arif Tavash says. He says there's a critique on Klal Yisrael. Because first, what does it say in the Pasuk in Chukas? Yosef Aron Olamov. So at that point, Klal Yisrael should have been crying. Not after he died. After he died, he's dead. They should have cried then. And daven more for him. And it could be Hashem would have saved him. So he says, it's only afterwards that they cried. As vayivchu kolay davachachach tzachu. Kodem maisa shatku. And he says, Pshat in the Medrash is that it's only after they saw Moshe and Aaron, Moshe and Bnei Aaron crying, that they cry themselves. So he says, it says in the Yerushalmi that the Beis Mikdash Rishon was destroyed in Echad Ba'av. Not in Tisha B'Av. So he says that that's the pshat. And he's saying that how did it happen? Just like by Aaron. If they would have cried before the tzara, they could have prevented it. So that's what they were saying. The Aaron died in Echad Ba'av. And that's the lesson that they didn't learn. That if they would have cried enough and shown how much they appreciate Aaron when he's alive, that maybe would have stopped this patira. The same thing by the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a whole different approach here. This is a chiddush. You should take a look at this piece here. So normally we say, you know, Aaron, everyone was masbid, and it was not lochisaron. What happened by the Hesped by Aaron. But he tain is that's Pshat in the Medrash. Shomu ki nenocha ani. They heard Moshe cry and Bnei Aaron cried, and that's why they started to cry. But it was too late. It was too late. And the same thing by the Beis HaMikdash and the Mela. But, okay, this is a stam, it's a chiddush. It was very... A new pshat that I never saw before. But the point, Rabosai, is Eila Masei Bnei Yisrael. This is the parsha of Golus, and it's the parsha of Torah Shebal Peh, of Al Pi Hashem, how much Hashem is Machshiv, the Divrei Chazal. And this is what takes us through Golus. It keeps us together. It keeps us unified. You have Chavrusas, you have Chaverim. It keeps us together. And if we're together now, Ora Kabetz Alav Menikbatzav. And in the bottom of the Bios Boker, page 16, he discusses the importance of Torah Shebaal Peh. And you see how long the Torah was given so many years ago, and we're still learning it and finding Chidushim. So you would think, like, how could this be? How could this be that we're still learning this and we're still finding Chidushim? Still finding Chidushim. So it has to be Min HaShemayim. There's so much that keeps the interest of Klal Yisrael for so many years in Torah Shebaal Peh. It has to be Min HaShemayim. Because if the Torah would have been just given, like, you know, just draw, cut and dry without, you know, so then, you know, people would learn it and then they would lose interest. But we're still involved. Midosh HaTorah Nedreshes Behem. So you see, it can't be Maisa b'nei Adam. And Mimela, that keeps us going in Golus. He says, we're waiting. He says, Shall they Torah Shal Pepe Nitzchazek Amun B'Hashem Yisparach, Alonu L'Kocha Shal Torah. And that's what he says on footnote the Dalet. Ki ba'orach ha'golos v'ein chazon nifrat lo yavshel lisbol im lo hayo b'yadeinu Torah Shebaal Peh. V'al yidei Torah Shebaal Peh nodo lanu kolcha shal Torah mamish ki lo manu ha'sina v'inu b'einein kabbalas ha'Torah. He said we wouldn't survive Golus if we wouldn't have the Torah Shebaal Peh to keep us going. We wouldn't have survived the Golus. So that's Eilamase. It's Eilamase, Klal Yisrael going from place to place. But there's one thing that remains steady. That's Eilamotzaihem L'maseihem Al Pi Hashem. That Hashem, we still are involved in Torah Shebaal Peh, and Hashem still gets pleasure in us. And that's the idea that we should, of course, we're not superhuman to think only about Hashem, but maybe if we would think a little bit more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Kavod and the Kavod HaShechina, and how we as individuals could enhance the Kavod HaShechina and keep that in mind in our davening, so then Bez Hashem we should be Zocha that our Gula should not just be Biyad Moshe V'Aaron, which is a finite Gula, but it should be Yisrael, Noshab Hashem, Teshuas, Olam.